It is time for the Fort Knox update, and we've got Ryan Bruce here. Colonel O'Brien couldn't make it because his household goods got delivered.
Yeah, I'm sure he's very happy about that, but I also know he's a very busy man because of it.
Yeah, you know, moving, unpacking, that's always fun.
When you're the colonel and your stuff shows up on a truck, do you get to, like, order people to unpack boxes?
Wow, that's a great question. I've never been a colonel, so I can't really say.
I mean, I would guess that he wouldn't necessarily want people to unpack his stuff.
Well, that's true. I wouldn't want people touching my personal belongings either, but I'm just saying.
Yeah, I'm thinking him and his wife and their daughters are probably taking care of it all.
I would guess
that.
This
is not their first rodeo.
I know me, though. I would flex. I'd be like, hey, you, come in here and unpack this.
That's why you're doing this and you're not doing what
he does.
But
he's a pretty humble guy. So.
He is.
He is.
I would probably get in trouble for abuse of power and wouldn't get to be a colonel, but for about 5 minutes. So,
right. Yeah.
If that.
Yeah.
All right, let's talk about the Rick Ware Racing team tomorrow.
Yeah, so for all the NASCAR fans listening, Rick Ware Racing, known as the biggest little team in motorsports, they'll be at Barr Memorial Library today from 11 to 3 p.m. Members of the driving team and crew will be available for a meet and greet with the greater Fort Knox community, and we'll have one of their race cars on site for attendees to see up close. So pretty cool. The event, of course, is free and open to the general public. So for more information, just hop on the MWR website.
All right. Masks?
So masks. So basically, regardless of one's vaccination status, at Fort Knox, you need to wear a mask indoors. Outdoors, generally speaking, no, but just maintain good social distancing, especially if you are unvaccinated. So that's basically the key takeaway for everybody who's visiting Fort Knox.
All right, and Anti-Terrorism Awareness Month.
Yeah, so I've got a special guest with me today, Mike Morrison. He's our anti-terrorism officer, and he's going to talk about a very important subject, not just to Fort Knox and the military, but really the community at large. So Mike, take it away.
Good morning. In the Army, recognize August as Anti-Terrorism Awareness Month. While it's important to remain alert year-round, we take special care this month to make sure that A, the community has awareness of potential threats, and B, they know how to detect terrorists and violent extremist activities. While it's oftentimes second nature for our service members to keep a watchful eye for things, it's every bit as important for those outside Fort Knox gates to be mindful of suspicious activities. After all, bad people don't always discriminate. They could be in any community plotting their next action. Receiving information from area citizens about suspicious activities is a tremendous help to us, and it allows us to intervene and prevent attacks from occurring in the first place. Some examples of unusual behavior include taking pictures of things typically not of interest to tourists, sketching diagrams of maps of buildings or parking areas, people systematically taking pictures without anyone else in the picture, suspicious or unattended packages or items hidden in bushes or in trash cans, dumpsters, or outside of buildings, people asking detailed questions about the layout of buildings, of how many people are working at the location, and the security systems or access control measures. If anyone listening sees or otherwise experiences something out of the ordinary, don't hesitate to call the local law enforcement or our anti-terrorism office at 502-624-7578 and let us know. We appreciate everyone's help, and it's about keeping everyone safe.
All right. Thanks, Mike. Party in the Park is coming up tomorrow.
Yeah, so Party in the Park from 5 to 9 p.m. tomorrow. That is the place to be for everybody. We've got a whole host of activities. First of all, we are going to be treated to an awesome rock concert by the 10th Mountain Division Band. They are not organic to Fort Knox. They're actually out of New York, but they are here supporting cadet summer training graduation. So they said, hey, let's put on a rock concert for the community. So, yeah, we're going to kick off Party in the Park at 5 p.m. with the rock band. But then a little bit later on, about 7 p.m., we're going to have the Sasquatch 5K run. So you might call that a unique event. So the idea is, hey, look, while you are doing a time-chipped run, look out for Sasquatch and maybe his three family members. And if you can find all four, make sure to get selfies with them, because then you can be entered into a cash drawing. So pretty fun evening that we have in store for the Fort Knox community. So for more information on that, again, just hop on the MWR website.
All right. Thanks so much, Ryan Bruce and Mike Morrison, the anti-terrorism officer from Fort Knox. And this has been the Fort Knox Update, and we are Quixie 98.3.